Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to switch gears for a second and just pick your brain about some of the stuff you've done with your own brand, because you've built a really good one and you've had a podcast, or you still have a podcast. You've interviewed, what, 600-700 people, like a lot of people. You wrote a book. What are some of the lessons that you've learned when you've been building out your own brand? What has it done for you? How has it helped? I know you're doing a lot of this during COVID too. You're doing vlogs and whatnot. So give a rundown on that, because you've done this at an amazing scale. People can learn from you too.
Yeah. So everybody wants to build a personal brand. You got to write a book. You don't have to charge for the book. You don't have to get it published. You could give it away for free. How do you write a book? Write a page a day, write one page a day. Go back after a year, you got 300, you know, edit it, shrink it, whatever. But everybody could write a page a day. Today with AI, you could probably write 2 pages a day. So it's so easy. You just go
write
on
a book a day if you're not careful.
Yeah. You write a page a day. And the reason you need a book is because you got to believe in something. You got to stand for something. What's that philosophy you have? Why are you doing what you do? And it gets you airtime. It gets you the ability to talk to folks, to become interesting, etc. Yeah. So you gotta have a book. Podcast is great for me because I learn stuff. Talking to you, I learn, right? Hopefully you talking to me, you learn. And so selfishly, really good for me to have the podcast. I don't really have a lot of time to do the podcast. I kind of squeeze it in. Hopefully in the next year, once I'm fully back on my feet coming out of COVID with this damn company, I'll have people running the business more day to day the way it was pre-pandemic, and I could focus more on that media. Make videos, that was a mistake I made. I started doing this a long, long time ago. I could have been massive on social media, but my instinct in 2007 was, you know what? I'm the anti-social guy. I'm on the farm in Vermont. You want to learn? You come to the farm. So I wasn't into it, and I stood against it. But now I realize that if I do want to change lives, I've got to somehow reach people and pull them into, you know, tickle them, get them excited somehow.
Has it, post pandemic, obviously pandemic just was brutal for everything you were working on. I think you had to lay off a significant amount of people. Do you notice that sort of rebounding from the pandemic, like leaning into the personal brand, has it been a big help to the business, or has it been a distraction? Like, just walk me through all the shit that you went through during the pandemic and after, because that's a really
interesting story. I'm still going through it. It's a disaster. I sold $50 million worth of tickets. By the time the pandemic hit and shut the country down, I already sold $500,000 tickets. I couldn't deliver on those tickets because every race around the world got shut down. I had 500,000 customers that wanted to torch me, burn me, you know, tar and feather me alive, because they had trained and they paid for their race. They wanted their money back and they wanted a race. I couldn't believe that I listened to the government and I shut the races down. I did the right thing. I gave everybody 2 tickets. I said, when the world opens back up again in 2 weeks, 4 weeks max, everybody will get two races for every one race. It took me 2 years to get the races opened again. What I failed to realize was that I gave away $100 million worth of tickets. So when the races opened back up, the first $100 million in revenue didn't come in. Those were all free. That was a disaster. So I had accumulated all these bills and all these, you know, headaches during those 2 years that then I had to contend with starting in 2023. Last year, the Wall Street Journal called, and I think it was August, and they said, hey, we want to do a story. We heard you're having a tough time paying your bills. We'd like to do a story on the cover of the bankruptcy section of the Wall Street Journal. I said, oh, that's great. That's really helpful for society. I'm trying to get people healthy, signing up for events. You want to do a story around how Joe can't pay his bills so that you get more clicks to your magazine. Genius. Obviously, I was upset, but then I thought, you know, it's really just the universe testing me. The universe is pissed off that I made so many people do burpees all these years. This is just a test.
Universe, so, be grateful.
So I somehow pushed through. We are much, much, much better than we were when we started. The journey coming out of COVID, but I'm not quite there yet.
But I mean, listen, like, I think that decimated everybody, and I don't think there could have been a worse business to be in than what you had during COVID. That, like, you couldn't do anything, I'm assuming.
Couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.